You're listening to Bull's Eye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back into Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. The sun is once again deceiving. I mean, in this seat, it feels a heck of a lot warmer than it actually is because of where the sun sets here in the studio. It comes right through the window, and it just melts my back. Even though if you're walking around outside today, you know how cold it is out there. But I am legitimately sitting in a hot seat right now. I mean, it's burning up over here with that sun blasting through. I can actually barely see this monitor in front of me.
Yeah, that's the tough part. You can lower that blind, you know.
Yeah, I can. But
there's a blind directly behind you that covers most of that window. I'm just saying, letting the audience know what the situation is.
Well, you hear that sound? That's the sound of me being thrown under the bus.
I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
No,
I'm just pointing that out.
I've been thrown under 100%, completely under the bus right now. So I need to bring in Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians to help me get back out from underneath the bus. Joel, how are you, my friend?
Well, Andy, I'm standing outside of Progressive Field, so I have very little sympathy for your sweaty back.
Well, maybe we can pull our sources together.
You're not getting much love. I think maybe you shouldn't have started the segment off that way, Bull.
I mean, it's really warm in this seat, which is weird because, you know, normally it's freezing cold in this studio.
Sure.
I mean, it's legitimately freezing in this studio. But right now is one of those rare instances where I can actually feel the heat, which is odd. Very odd. Well, this weekend, obviously a huge one for Cleveland Indians fans all over because it's Tribe Fest. Tribe Fest kind of, I'm not sure if it opens the door, but it gives us a nice little glimpse into the season upcoming. And, of course, spring training isn't all that far away. We're just about a month away, a little bit less. Tribe Fest is being taken to a brand new location. Joel, I know we've talked about this before, but you guys tweeted out a picture of the space before moving some of your things in there. Just talk about the new spot where you guys are at this year and all the space and what it will allow you guys to do.
Yeah, we had a prep meeting over there on Tuesday, and it's really striking once you get inside. I mean, it'll look a little smaller once we actually get everything in there, but when it's empty, there's 210,000 square feet, 10 times the space we've ever had for this event. We're already 40% above what we've done from an attendance standpoint. We expect to sell more tickets as we get closer to Saturday. It is going to be an awesome event, and we're hoping more of our fans decide to jump on board and come see us at the convention center on Saturday.
So what all is going down here? I know you guys will have a bunch of players there. I'm not sure if you can name which ones have already confirmed or if you guys have any secrets up your sleeve for this weekend, but what kinds of activities will you guys have going on there?
Yeah, it varies, and really there's something for everybody. So you can decide to add an autograph session ticket to your $10 general admission ticket. But if you don't care about autographs, if you just want to come and enjoy the event, $10 general admission ticket is all you need, and that'll get you access to all of the activities, including fun stuff on the main stage with our players. We're going to have our guys up there playing Say What and Minute to Win It, and our guys are going to visit our brand-new kids stage this year to read to kids and interact with kids. We have a 90-foot by 90-foot baseball diamond going in. So think about how big that is, and it's going to be a very small piece of the pie, but our players will be on the baseball diamond interacting with kids and giving them tutorials and all that stuff. We've got a pitching cage. We've got an accuracy challenge. We've got a bunting challenge. And then in addition to all that, we've got all kinds of other great stuff, including conversations with our executives and Terry Francona on the main stage. And our players will be up there answering questions from fans. So this is going to be a Tribe Fest like no other. And like I said, we're extremely excited to get it up and running, and also very confident that our fans are going to think that this is the best one yet.
And obviously a great deal of excitement with a lot of fans coming back. And I think you certainly have a lot of fans coming back in with high expectations considering how last year went. And I think people anxious to see how things are going to turn out because of the way last season ended. But having said all that, you know, just following some of the players on social media, sounds like these guys are really jacked to get back here, even if it is for just a few days.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking forward to the cold, although I know that it'll be a little warmer this weekend. Like Bradley Zimmer lives in San Diego and Nick Goody lives in Florida. So they will certainly complain about that, but they will not complain about being back in front of their fans and interacting with them. This is always a great event to sort of kick back and let their hair down a little bit and be a little more open. You know, it's harder in the season to open yourself up to the fans, but this is a great event and a great chance to do that. So our players see it as a as an opportunity to get closer to our fans. And I mean, look, you talked about fans coming back. This, we should, we're happy with high expectations. We want high expectations. And you know, Terry talked at our affiliate luncheon today that I know Tim Alcorn and Rob Polinsky were at, and you know, talked about, look, our fans, you know, we've seen a lot of negativity this offseason, which is a little mind-boggling given the success we've had the last 2 years. I understand that the early playoff exit had a role in that, but Terry talked today about our fans should be extremely excited about 2018. I mean, we've lost a few pieces, but the bulk of our team that has won the most games in the AL for the last 5 years is back, and we've added an all-star first baseman to it, and we've got some guys coming up through the pipeline that we think can make a difference. So no doubt excitement should be at a high level, and we're ready to get it going.
Well, I think you just sort of hit on what I was going to ask you there, Joel, but it seems like there should be a lot of excitement. Things didn't end the way I think people wanted to them last year, but obviously perhaps to look at the glass half full, it gives the team a little more rest here as they enter the new season, and that should mean good things ahead for the team.
Yeah, I mean, we see that a lot where, you know, we can't get excited about the 22-game win streak because of the early playoff exit. There's nobody more disappointed about the early playoff exit than our staff, our front office, our players. You know, that's the first. I think fans sometimes get that a little twisted, where they feel like we don't care as much as they do. We care as much as they do, if not more. You know, we want to bring a World Series to the city so our fans can enjoy it. So the first thing that our players and our executives and our manager said after we lost to the Yankees was, we didn't reach our goals. I mean, nobody is hiding from that, but that doesn't hide the fact that we have a really good team with three top seven MVP vote-getters, with the best pitching staff in baseball, with two of the top 10 position players in baseball, and Francisco Lindor and Jose Ramirez. And there's a lot of talent on this team and a lot of optimism around the club.
Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we've talked about it the last two times we've had you on. You, of course, are leaving the Tribe this weekend, and you have seen some pretty interesting things, my friend, because you monitor the social media accounts, which means you see some pretty cool things. You guys get some really special stories along the way. You guys have done a really nice job of publicizing those stories. But there's the other end of the spectrum also, where you get some responses that just kind of make you cringe sometimes and shake your head sometimes. I've got to ask you about something, because somebody brought this to my attention the other day. You know, you always tell yourself, don't read the comments, don't read the comments, don't read the comments, but it's almost like passing a car crash. Sometimes you just kind of get caught up in all that. I've got to ask, and if you can't answer this, that's fine. Did some doucher really say that the Indians should trade Corey Kluber on social media? Did somebody really send that to you guys?
There was a Facebook commenter who argued that since Corey struggled on the ALDS, that he should be a trade candidate and that we should look to maximize his value, which, of course, is preposterous given his team-friendly contract and his, in turn, his extremely valuable performance and, you know, him being this two-time Cy Young winner and all this stuff. I mean, you know, the way I look at it is that we always look at the comments. That's our job, and that's how you find great stories, great content, great stuff from fans. There is a lot of negativity out there, but, you know, look, if I always talk about it like you have to sort of get through the negativity to enjoy the positive stuff. So, you know, and we talked about it, Andy and Matt, you know, early August last year, our fans were, like, ready to burn the place down. We weren't playing well. We were just kind of floating along, and then we win 22 in a row. So the way I look at it is you have to be willing to, and able to, go through some of that negativity to really enjoy the positivity. And that's what I kind of impart on my staff. And that's the way we approach it.
I like that. That was a much more artistic expression than Bull just gave us there.
Yeah, can you say that on the ring?
Yeah, I guess we just did, didn't we?
It's, all right.
Oh, of course. Look, I mean, I think if you look at some of the things that are said, anytime you put a comment out there on social media, you're opening yourself up for some sort of criticism, you know, whether it's good, whether it's bad. I think anytime you make a comment like that, even if I don't discuss it, a lot of other people are going to see it, and you open yourself up for something like that. So I don't think I'm breaking anything there. Again, when somebody makes a comment like that on any of the Indians' social media platforms, a ton of people are going to see that and react accordingly. So,
yeah. We get a lot of that, and we get a lot of, well, you know, people are surprised when we respond either positively or negatively. Well, you know, look, that's part of our job. We like to interact with fans, and if you're you know, posting a comment or an opinion that we think is misinformed, then we will certainly interact with you and attempt to explain to you why our prices aren't, you know, our prices are low relatively to other pro sports teams, or why Paul Dolan's not cheap because we have our highest payroll for a second straight year because of raises in arbitration and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm always surprised that people are surprised when we interact. That's our job, and we love to do it, and we think it makes our social presence better.
To keep this interview positive, I want to go back to the other end of the spectrum. You talked about how when you read through some of those comments and you get some of these responses where you uncover some of these really cool, positive stories. Are there a couple in all your years with the Tribe that really stand out to you, just kind of sifting through those social media platforms and discovering a story that maybe you would not have otherwise known about?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why we do what we do. We're always on because we don't want to miss an opportunity like that. I mean, there was a young lady named Kelly Lynch whose dad, his obit in late September, if you remember this, said, in lieu of flowers, please buy a Tribe ticket. So we reached out to Kelly and asked, you know, what the story is here. And he loved the Indians. He wanted more people to come to games because he had such a great experience. And he made it through the 22-game win streak and unfortunately passed shortly thereafter. But he hung on for the end of the streak because, you know, his daughter said he loved the Tribe. So that was a great story. If you remember this story, we found a guy who we featured a guy in a Throwback Thursday post in April last year. And in the comments, so you talk about monitoring the comments, his daughter said, "That's my dad." And so we reached out, "Oh, you know, how's he doing? What's the story?" Well, he had cancer. And so we wrote about him. We brought him to the ballpark, him and his family. And then, unfortunately, later in the season, he passed. And so it was a great story. And those, you know, people make fun of us, and sometimes I think some of our staff doesn't believe in the connecting generations and creating memories, that stuff we talk about internally. Well, that's that stuff live and in color, right? So one of my favorite parts of this job and that I'll miss the most is being able to make people happy, and those are just a couple examples of things that we've been able to do and fans that we've been able to highlight for their long support.
Well, and I guess that leads me to my final question here. You alluded to part of it here, but what do you think you'll really miss the most? Because, you know, when I think about your time with the Tribe, I think about all those quick, witty responses, especially on Twitter, which are just hilarious. But on top of that, too, I'm sure there are a lot of other things that stand out to you. I remember, you know, last year watching you guys clinch, and I would say, oh, there's Joel on TV. He's getting destroyed by champagne, or he's getting destroyed by beer or Gatorade or whatever it is. All right, I mean, so what do you think you'll miss the most?
Yeah, I mean, those things are things that I'll never, ever forget. You know, running onto the field in Detroit when we won the division last year, and then being in Fenway Park. Andy, after our champagne celebration was done last year at Fenway, I ran out to the middle of the outfield, and if you remember, tweeted out the, you know, they were big on us stealing signs that year. So we tweeted a picture of the monster and said we couldn't steal the sign, so we just took a picture of it, you know. Then we went to Toronto, and then we went to Chicago. And then, you know, I'm with this team in the World Series, and those things are things you're never going to forget. I've been extremely lucky, and I think I'll miss most kind of the fast pace. You know, that's part of it's ironic. That's part of the reason I'm leaving, because it never ends. But I think I'll miss that sometimes too. And I mean, when you go through the stuff I just mentioned, you want more of that. You know, you want more of that. And the Indians are well positioned to keep doing it. So I'll have fun being a fan from here. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, without question. Well, you know, we will always have you on in the future. No question about that, because the next time we have you on, we'll certainly turn the attention back towards high school hoops. But because this will be the last opportunity we have to have you on as a member of the Indians, certainly wanted to keep this one focused on the Tribe. Joel, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Have some fun this weekend at Tribe Fest, and we'll have you on again next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians telling us all about Tribe Fest and his time with the Indians. Indians will most definitely miss Joel on the social media front. He did so many different things, and I think when you look and you see all those quick, witty responses that we just referred to, Joel was the mastermind behind a lot of that, so he will certainly be missed. All right, we need to get to a quick break here. We are up against it here at the top of the hour. Coming up in just a minute, we've got Your Money Now. And then we will get back to Matt Douglas, who will give us the local news updates. And then at 4:10, Brian Hornsberg with Cleveland Bright Winter is going to join us. This is Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.
Athletes are always being put to the test. It's how they know they're strong and tough enough, or if there's room to get better. Well, the same goes for car batteries. That's why AutoZone offers free battery testing. If your car is having trouble starting, just stop in. Get your battery tested on the spot for free. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for